Good afternoon, everybody. It's Pastor Brandon over here at Wahlberg Baptist Church, and it's time for your daily dose of God's truth. And as you can tell, I've got my good friend, Russ Klotfelter, with me here again today. He's got a devotional he's going to present to us. He's going to proclaim God's word to us, and we're so excited to be able to have this opportunity to hear what the Lord's laid on his heart through his message and his ministry. So we're so thankful again, Russ, that you could be here today, and we thank you so much. And we're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to pray that the Lord will use Russ and his words that he's prepared and thought about and prayed over, and that he will use that in a way that will really encounter you and encounter me and change us more into God's image through this time. So we're looking forward to what the Lord's going to say through you to each one of us. I'm going to open this up in prayer real briefly, and then I'm going to turn it over to Russ. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we thank you again for this wonderful day that you've given to us. Thank you for your goodness, your grace. Lord, I thank you for my friend Russ. I thank you for his family. I thank you for everything that he is able to accomplish through the ministry that you've given to him. And I thank you, Lord, for the words he's about to speak into our lives, the words of truth and life and hope and grace that come straight from your word. Lord, I thank you for him, his ministry, and the message we're about to hear. Father, I pray that you'll open all of our hearts so that we will hear you speaking to us each one during this time, and that during this time we'll be changed more into your image as we listen to what you would tell us through your servant, Russ. We thank you for him. Thank you for his ministry and the message he's about to proclaim. We ask now that your spirit will go across these airwaves and honor your word so that it will go out and will not return to you void, but will accomplish exactly what you sent forth for it to do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my brother, the floor is all yours.
Hello once again, brothers and sisters. I am so very honored to once again come and share with you here at the Daily Dose. I hope you all are doing well, as we are living in a strange time. Everyone is consumed with the coronavirus and racial division, which sadly seems to be getting worse instead of better. Again, I will offer you a challenge at the end of my message. Today I would like to revisit the parable of the prodigal son. It seems fitting for this day in which we live. No one is satisfied. We are constantly searching for fulfillment. Maybe if we had more money. Maybe if we had that brand new car. Maybe if we built a new house to live in. Or maybe if we got a gym membership and got our bodies back into shape, then we would be fully satisfied with our life. It seems we are always searching. Let's listen to the parable Jesus told the Pharisees that were trying to find him guilty of hanging out and eating with known sinners. Let's read Luke 15, verses 11 through 32. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death?' I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Blessed be the reading of God's precious word. We have three main characters in this parable: the youngest son, which represents a lost soul searching for fulfillment; the older son, which represents a self-righteous person; and we have the father, that represents our ever-loving, always forgiving, wise God. We all have free will. We are able to do whatever we want, but we also must deal with the consequences. We all are searching. We may be looking to please God, or we may be looking to make ourselves happy in this world. I think in this case the youngest was looking for worldly fulfillment, and maybe for a short time he was satisfied and happy, but with no money, real friends, or family in a severe famine, his choices were few. His primary goal was survival, and after finding himself jealous of the pigs he was feeding, he finally woke up. He realized how sinful and foolish he was, so he returned to his home with a plan to ask his father to make him one of his servants. The next part is the coolest scene. His father sees him in the distance and sets off running to meet him. He throws his arms around him and gives him a huge bear hug. You can almost sense the excitement the father had for his lost son's return. That's the way I feel God's love and forgiveness is. All we need to do is ask and repent of our sin. Here he comes running to meet us. Now we look at the eldest son. A good son and always obedient to his father, maybe like you and I, but now he is angry. He is jealous of the forgiveness and love his brother was shown, and as much as it hurts, we, yes, you and I, are also guilty of those very same sins all too often. The Father still loves each son the same and wants each of them to be accepted, satisfied, and happy. But at this particular time, he is overjoyed at the fact that his lost son has been found and saved. Just like any new believer in Christ, it is the same for you and I. For fulfillment, happiness, and joy, put your faith and hope in Jesus Christ. Your search is over. Just as it is written after the parable of the lost sheep, in Luke 15 verse 7, I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Amen and amen. Now for my challenge. In your everyday travels, at your job, shopping, getting a haircut, wherever we find ourselves, look around and notice the people around you. See if you can find someone that fits this description. The last, the lost, or the least. Maybe someone you find that is overlooked, unnoticed. This may be someone of a different color or nationality, anyone you would not normally communicate with. Approach them and strike up a conversation, find out their name, and anything else you can think of. Let them taste the salt in your witness. Let them see the light of Jesus shining in you. It may be the only love they get to feel that day. Your contact and witness may change their outlook on life. Who knows? That person hopefully will also open up to others, and so on and so on. This is the only way we can bridge the divide we are feeling in our country, brothers and sisters. Are you up to the challenge? Thank you so much for allowing me to share again. And as I always end my podcasts, reach out to others in love and instantly be transformed into the hands and feet of Christ.
Thank you so much for that amazing challenge. That is one of my favorite parables in all of Scripture, because just like you said, Russ, we all represent one side of that at one point in time in our lives or another. You know, when we're coming to Christ, we feel like we're the ones who ran away so far. We were wondering if the Father was ever going to run after us and accept us. And He comes running. He bears the shame. He bears the scorn all for us. And then there's other times in our lives, to our shame and dismay, we are the self-righteous older brother. And He loves both of us just the same. What a challenge. What a challenge. Thank you so much again, Russ. Thank you so much for everybody who's joined us and viewing today. We're going to close in a word of prayer. And we want to encourage you to do exactly what Russ has said. Let's reach out to everybody around us. Because like he said, it hit me really hard, kind of upside the head right there when he said it, that the reach out that we do may be the only time that somebody that day or even in their entire life is going to feel love like we can show them through the love of Jesus Christ. So thank you so much again for that encouraging word and that challenging word for all of us. So we're going to pray, and then we'll close the broadcast. And thank you so much for joining us today, everyone. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, we thank you, Lord, that you are the one who ran after us. We thank you that you are the one who came for us. We thank you that you are the one who forgives us time and time again when we have failed you, when we have been self-righteous, when we've been wandering in our own sin. And Heavenly Father, we thank you again for another wonderful, challenging, encouraging word through your man here, Russ Clark.
Unfiltered. We pray your blessings on his ministry as he continues to preach and proclaim your truth. We pray that the people who will hear this now, the people who will watch this later, will all be touched by your Holy Spirit in order to go out and do exactly what you've called us to do now. Lord, may we be not only hearers of your word, but may we be doers as well. We ask this so that you can get the glory that you so richly deserve for the love that you show to us so richly, so abundantly, in so many different ways. And Lord, always undeservingly on our part, but always back to the praise of your glory. We thank you, we love you, and we thank you again for this time. We pray that you'll bless this message as it goes out across these airways now. In Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Thanks so much again, Russ. I'm going to get you back on here again real soon. Thank you to your family. Thank you for your time. Thank you for everything that you've done for my own heart and for the hearts of these people who've been watching and the ones who will see it as well later on. God bless you guys. We look forward to talking to you again real soon. Y'all keep everybody here in your prayers as well, okay? Especially Russ, as he does more ministry out and about. Keep him in your prayers that God will continue to use him just the way he's been doing and open up even more doors of ministry for him during this time. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for joining us.